Hello, my name is Andrew, one of the supervisors on the floor. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling because I entered this suitcase or whatever.
Okay, I can barely hear you, but go ahead. Let's see if I can.
I'm sorry. I'm calling because I entered my information into this website, and the website said that I had an iPad Pro, whatever, sitting in the warehouse waiting for me to pick up. If the appointment wants me to receive this
Okay.
item.
Well, okay, you're breaking up a lot. So, what's your first and last name again?
Darren Newcomb.
Okay. So, I have an account pulled up that they transferred to me. So, you are calling about, I see where you looks like you were trying to place an order, but it didn't go through.
Yes, I was just
Okay.
trying to figure out why is it charging $7.95. I just read some terms and conditions, but it said $2. It was telling me $2 on the initial page. It said it would charge $2 shipping.
Okay. Well,
All
this
I
is
need
an
to
entry. Well, the 7.95 is what we see. We don't see that what you see. So there's a tablet. This is an entry for you to win a tablet, and the 7.95 is the entry fee. Is that what you were trying to order or request?
No,
Okay. So that
because
did not go through.
I it didn't go through, but I screenshotted it. Hold up just a moment, because I screenshotted all of them just to make sure.
So in
It's a
regards to the
package. It's a package waiting. You have an i Pro, you have an iPad Pro plus keyboard waiting at our warehouse and ready for delivery. Use your code to track and receive your package. Your tracking number is, then it say find my package. Okay, so I hit that. It say your confirmation number is expected delivery time 3 to 5 days with FedEx. Enter your contact information on the next page and pay for the shipping costs. Get my package is the thing I did hit. I hit that. Okay, so once I hit that, it sent me to I guess you would say the information so I could enter my card number. So you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what
You
you're
don't
saying,
know?
but we can't see any of that. The only thing I see here is just the order for the 7.95 for the tablet. Now, whatever you're looking at, since we can't see it, we don't process orders here. The only thing I can advise you of is what we see here, and the tablet entry
That's
did
why
not
I'm
go
not
through.
understanding it. So I'm trying to understand how do y'all how do y'all not understand what y'all website is sending out? Because once I did all that, and then it says winners. It goes to the Winner Circle Online Club, customer service. So I called this customer service number, and this is what I got. I got
So
y'all.
yes,
So.
this is a call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell products. They hired us to do that. So we have a limited role here. So that's why we can't see the ad, or we can't see anything that you see because we don't process
Okay, well,
orders.
so who's this company? So who is this company that this iPad Pro is coming from then?
Well, the iPad is coming from, let's see, let me go back to the product page. One moment.
Because this all starting to seem like a big scam now. I'm taking my money for nothing.
Okay, so you, of course, you haven't been charged anything for the iPad entry. It didn't go through on your card. So, but the company is the
No,
Koala.
not this time. Not this time. But it then got me several other times with the iPhone 13 or whatever it was.
Okay, so in
But
regards to this, you were not charged. There is no account here, but
right,
the Koala
right.
company is the company that has this campaign going on right now. They did not charge you anything, but it's the Koala customer consulting company.
Koala.
Koala.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only information we have here. We see that you were trying to place an order. It did not go through, so you haven't been charged.
Right.
There's no account here.
That's correct.
But the Koala company is the company with that campaign based on what we see here. Now, in regards to everything else you told me about the $2 charge, we don't see anything like that. So that company may not have hired us to handle the campaign.
Okay. Yeah, but this and do you have a number for this Koala company?
I don't. We are their customer support line.
You have a customer support line for them?
We're answering the phone for them. So this is all the information we have to share with you.
Wow. So if I got a, if I have agreements against this company, only people I can call is you.
You can call your credit card company if you like. If you were charged, but you hadn't been charged anything.
I wasn't this time. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I wasn't this time.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't open my card up, and I did it specifically for that reason, because I wanted to make sure they was going to only charge me what they said they was going to charge me. And so it was a $2 fee, but when it got declined, it was a $7.95 fee. Now, what I'm trying to figure out is, this has happened before, so that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out how, you know.
Yes, sir.
What is y'all company?
We're a customer service call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell products. We just assist their customers. We track your order. We can tell you what you ordered, give you product knowledge, but we don't have any other information.
Okay, customer, and you said, okay.
Mm-hmm. We have a very limited role.
Is y'all under the American, Better Business Bureau? With them? No? Yes?
I can't answer that question, sir. I'm not sure what you're asking me. So I'm here for customer support. I think we provided that to you. We're not the Better Business Bureau, no, sir. But thank you for calling customer support,
okay? Was you are enrolled in the Better Business Bureau?
I don't know. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I don't know the answer. Sorry.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Zandra.
Zandra.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good night.
Okay.